13 minutes to 9. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Joining us now on the line from Pakistan, we have Zaki Khalid, External Contributor for the Islamabad-based Center for Strategic and Contemporary Research. That's the CSCR. And we're talking about the power outages in Pakistan, where the telecom operators are now threatening to shut down their mobile and internet services. The National Information Technology Board has announced the telecom operators in Pakistan have warned about shutting down mobile and internet services due to long hours of power outages nationwide, as the interruption is causing issues and hindrance in their operations. Meanwhile, Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif warned the country that they might face increased load shedding in the coming month of July. He said that Pakistan could not get the required liquefied natural gas supply. However, the coalition government is trying to make the deal possible. Zaki, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure as always.
How bad is the power situation and what is the reason for it?
The power situation is quite bad in Pakistan. It's never been this bad since, I think, the last time, speaking from personal experience, such a situation, a crisis emerged during the dictatorship of General Pervez Musharraf. But after that, things were starting to get better during successive political governments. But unfortunately, we seem to have come at a full circle back to where we started from. Pakistan needs at least 27,000 megawatts to sustain its national power load. But now we are getting only 22,000. So there is a shortfall of 5 to 6,000 megawatts, which is due to which the government has ordered multiple areas across Pakistan to carry out mandatory load management and power shutdowns.
So what are the options here in terms of solutions?
Actually, brother, the solution itself is also very costly. To give you an example, there are two options that people use in Pakistan for backup power. And I'm sure that our brothers and sisters in South Africa have similar solutions also in case they have to use them. Well, one of them is a standard battery-operated universal power system. That does not... That takes about 1 hour or 2 hours for charging for backup power. But what happens is, since the power cuts here go for at least 1 or 2 hours consecutively, and even if the power comes back, it goes again after 15 minutes or 45 minutes, then because of that, your backup power systems are also unable to recharge themselves. Now, the second and last solution for an ordinary resident like myself is that you need to have a diesel generator, which is known as a genset. Now, the price of petrol and diesel itself has increased exponentially in Pakistan due to the terms and conditions imposed by the IMF for debt repayment. And because of that, even ordinary, the cost of petrol and diesel, etc., is so expensive that people can't afford to power their backup generators. So even the alternate solutions are very costly now.
Has the situation about power been exacerbated because of the political upheaval and turmoil and the removal of the Imran Khan government and now the coming in of the Shahbaz Sharif government?
You could say that there has been some sort of a political link in this, because if I can quickly explain, the outgoing government of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, they... were giving us petrol and other fuel commodities at lower prices. But the only reason that was possible was, even at that time, they had signed a deal with the IMF. But the reason was that their government kept on subsidizing petrol and diesel for the public. So what happened was they took more loans to give to the people at a low cost rate and try to win political favors. But what happened is, as soon as their government was ousted, and the government of current Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif came, the IMF contacted them and told them that the previous government had not abided by its commitments. And if you continue to give subsidy on fuel to the people, then you will not be able to repay our debt. So either you can become a defaulter, or you have to start charging extra to people. And I think The bad side of doing that is that we are facing the burden of it, but on the long-term aspect, what they have done is they themselves have taken a big political risk by turning many supporters against them. But ultimately, for national interest, I would say that by following the IMF's terms and conditions, they've actually made it easy for us to return our loans in time. So we have to. We can either take the burden of high fuel costs and pay our debts in time, or we can continue taking subsidy and risk being ejected from the IMF. So I think this was the lesser of two evils, if I can put it that way.
What's the sentiment on the ground? Are people holding the government of the day responsible, or the previous government? Is there likely to be an overboiling of emotion, people taking to the streets?
Yes, well, that is true. Everyone, I mean, myself as an ordinary civilian, and there are citizens, and there are many people over here. There are especially the traders and the commercial merchants. They are the ones who are most affected, because although when people who go to their offices, they have backup power systems, etc., but traders who deal in small and medium enterprises, they do not have such architecture to maintain backup power. So they're suffering immense losses. And another example is that the supply chain of fast moving consumer goods, etc., has been affected to a great end, because the companies that supply items across Pakistan, they are unable to secure lucrative transportation deals with the truck drivers, etc. So what happens is that not only traders, but also ordinary citizens in Pakistan are extremely fed up. And to be honest, the majority of their anger is directed towards the current government of Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif. However, it's a trend in Pakistan that whenever any government comes to power, whoever it is, if they are unable to manage what they are supposed to do because of incompetency, or you can say that for political expediency, then the people criticize them. So it's only natural that the people would criticize and hold this current government to account for being unable to manage the crisis. And on their part, the current government says that whatever happened is because of the previous government of Imran Khan. So the blame game keeps on continuing, and the people only share their blame and divide their blame between these two parties. But ultimately, it is the people and the traders who suffer.
All right. Shukran so much for your time this morning, Zaki. We really appreciate it.
Jazakallah. Always a pleasure.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
That was Zaki Khalid talking to us about the power crisis in Pakistan. It's now 5 to 9, time for